What's wrong with you?
Right. Second alarm. Clever. Monday. Another one of those. Okay. Out of bed. Listen, I'm not really one for cliches, but here we go. If my father had his way, I'd be saying, "I'm Samantha." But the rest of the sane world just calls me Sammy. I'm what you'd call a creative. I'm semi-healthy when I remember to eat. I have horrendous eyesight. I'm just very typical. I'm a student at the City College of New York in, well, New York City. It's nearing the end of my sophomore year, and it's been hard. Just really hard. I can't focus, and when I can, I'm focusing on all of the wrong things. My intrusive thoughts are constantly telling me to push harder, do more, be better, and the city is just so loud. I'm just glad I've finally found a doctor who's willing to... There I go again, talking about shit no one cares about. Let's just get back to it, shall we? Now listen, you. We already said we were getting up. Just move your ass, exhale, and go. For fuck's sake, all right, 5 second warning. Just sit up, we'll go from there. 5, 4, 3... 2. Get up, you useless piece of... Okay, now. Let's just be easier on ourselves, remember? Idiot. Hooray, you did it! Now do the rest. Does everyone have to crack their entire body like a damn glow stick just to function? Or is that just me? Probably just me. Where the hell are my glasses? Of course. They're where I took them off last night. Teeth? Floss. Where's your floss? Fuck it. No one even notices me anyway. What does it matter? Body spray those demons away. Deodorant on. My hair. What a mess. I guess that's just who I am, right? Yes, stylistic choices have been made today. Almost forgot my meds! Hello, my little friends. This one makes me not cry in public. This one makes me speak to people and not just myself. And this beauty, she's a queen. She makes me almost seem like I have it together. Almost. I am so glad I live alone. Hey, find something to eat or you know you'll puke.
Breakfast.
Right, I was supposed to go and get more cereal last night, and yet... Just fucking classic. You're a real gem, aren't you? It's fine, I'll just grab a piece of bread or something. Hey, you, yeah, one piece of bread is not enough for the whole day, girl. You actually bought some stupidly expensive fruit that's about to go bad, and if you don't eat it now, you're gonna be cleaning mush out of the fridge 3 weeks from now. Shut up. At least it's somewhat stale, so it's more like toast than just bread. And that's breakfast, so there.
Oh shit. It's 7:30 already?
Take a banana.
No.
You're kind of useless, did you know that? Did you even make lunch? You're gonna get so sick. No, okay? I didn't. And I probably will, and...
Hey, what the fuck? The light's red, are you blind?
Sorry. Accident, sorry. Don't get out of the car. Please don't. Oh, it's green. Thank the goddesses. Accident. What's wrong with you? A simple, sorry, I left something at home and I'm pissed off at myself, so I punched the horn. Actually, yeah, accident sounds better than I am a raving lunatic.
Hey, Sammy. I have news. Roll down the window.
So, I've heard that you... Hang on. One sec. Oh, through the window, really?
Okay, the window would have been fine.
I don't know. I thought you were going to do something weird.
Whatever.
It's been 20 seconds, and she's already going to try and sedate me with her gossipy bullshit. How long has she been standing there? How long have you been standing there?
That's not important, but since I'm a normal person who lives in New York and doesn't own a car and just took the subway...
That's bullshit. She probably paid for a taxi, but okay. All right. What's this new gossip?
So I've heard that you have signed up for a little trip.
What? Why would she sit on my old beater of a car? Her ass is probably covered in dirt. Really? Maybe just, like, don't sit on cars? That'd be less messy. But I'm assuming you mean the exchange student program?
Yes, ma'am. I heard you're going all the way to England. How do you expect to live in another country? That's wild, Sammy.
Oh god, I need to start packing. I fucking hate packing. Oh shit. Will my doctor give me enough medication for this trip? Yeah, it's a big trip, but you know, I'm kind of an adult now, and I'll probably be just fine.
It's to get out of doing coursework. Don't kid yourself.
You just know everything about everything, don't you?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You're an idiot.
And you are a psychotic chaos gremlin, but I love you anyway.
Did I really just call her an idiot to her face? You're such a shithead. Sorry, I really didn't mean that.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, my news.
Oh yeah, she had news and just immediately asked me about my shit.
I, Tony Renee James, have finally received the entire fall collection from...
Let me guess. James & Co. Clothing? Fall like next fall? How?
Perks of being in the fashion industry, darling.
That and Daddy owns half the damn industry.
That and... Daddy, you know, he just loves his little girl.
I hate you so much. Shouldn't he be waiting until, like, some Paris fashion show or some bullshit?
I mean, he is. But I just get to debut it in public first. Want to help me see if there's anything that's too big for me or not my color or whatever after class? Oh shit, class. See you later, darling.
Hey, would it kill you to wear reasonable shoes? What a brat. Better run. Can't be late for workshops again. Damn it! Why do you have to be such a clumsy oaf?
Criticism is an important tool for stimulating change within one's group. Criticism provides objective information about
the behaviors of one's social... Critical analysis is very important in workshops. Yep. Fuck. What did he just say about self-esteem? Fuck it. I can just look that up online later, right? I can just ask someone later. Whoa, wait. When did everyone start getting out with their coursework? Oh my god, workshops. Good thing I put my folder in my bag before going out for Chinese food last night. God, that was so good. Food. I forgot. I need to eat something. Speaking of, I should have that fortune in here somewhere.
Connected by blood.
The sea divides their future.
A life shared as one.
What the hell does that mean?
Samantha, you're up. I think you should take a step outside.
Oh god, what did I do? Sorry. I'm just not feeling well this morning.
Save it. Look, you're a talented kid, but you seem to be distracted a lot. Now, I know you got that whole medication thing going on, so I'm cutting you some slack, especially since you do good work. When you do your work, that is. But I need you to try to focus harder in my lessons, for the sake of your classmates at least. Everyone has to participate in these workshops.
What a jackass. Sure, I'll just doll myself up like Tony and bring you your morning coffee while I'm at it, you inconsiderate. Yeah, I know. I promise I'm working on it. I've been color coding my notes, packing my backpack every night before bed, keeping calendars. It's just I can be incredibly forgetful. Like your lunch? Yeah, do better next time.
And other stuff. I promise I'm trying.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, as long as you are. I do need your consent form on my desk by tomorrow if you want to go on this exchange trip on Friday. Yours is the only one I'm still waiting on, but I'm sure you've got a system figured out to get that to me, right?
This guy. What the fuck was that?
Hey, just give me like 5 minutes.
So, question one. Your consent form, Your Majesty. I mean, sir.
Thank you, Samantha. See, simple tasks aren't that daunting. You just have to actually do them.
You just have to actually go fuck yourself.
Yeah, see, that's the problem, the whole starting them part. You're right, though. I could have done this last week. Sometimes I just get this block where I just can't make myself do something, and it feels like a mountain. Whoa, what the fuck?
Hey! Language!
Sorry, I just had this intense feeling like this already happened.
Well, if you had, we wouldn't be having this conversation now, would we?
Right, okay, so I'm gonna go home and color code my clothing so that I can pack properly.
Oh, funny. Real funny.
Thank you for listening to Deja You. We hope you've enjoyed it so far.
Thank you to everyone who's shared and spread the word up to this point. We really appreciate it. Theme music by my wife, Megan Heaver.
Sammy and Tony with an I were voiced by myself, Chris Randall.
The Angry Driver and the Professor were voiced by me, Matt Randall.
Episodes will release two at a time, back to back, with the first episode releasing every other Friday at 7 p.m. GMT, and the second one of the two the same day at 7 p.m. CST.
Thanks again, and see you next time.